All right. Talk Radio.
Hi there. Hope you can hear us.
Gotta wait. They're gonna do the intro.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello there. This is not a drill. This is the real thing. Yes, we are trying to establish, we got comms with Blog Talk. Awesome. So glad to have you.
Alrighty.
Yes.
We're getting good at this, killing a show and restarting it. That time we did it in about a minute.
Yeah.
We shouldn't get good at it. We should suck at it because we shouldn't have to do it so much. But it is what it is.
I'm going to notify them later.
Tell them they blow goose.
Well, yes.
In a
we do.
Professional way.
Okay. Oh, and now I'm frozen. Look at that.
Oh, that doesn't mean squat. Well, I am too, but that's... That has nothing to do with Blog Talk, so talk away.
I already finished.
Well,
it's your turn.
Yes, our two original callers are back, so that's cool. All right, folks, I'm going to stand up because I want to see what's going on that end over here.
Oh, we're back. We're back.
The whole world is conspiring against us. The forces of evil.
Dark forces.
All right. Anyway, folks, all right. Intuitive free readings. La, la, la. Number 646. Is this 646 or am I smoking dope?
No, it is.
Wrong day of the week. 515-602-9676. The number to call in when you call in. And that's two of you for a fact know that you'll hear a message that you can listen to a show while you wait. And if you don't hear a show, something went wrong. And two of you did find that out. Didn't hear a show because I called in and didn't hear a show.
Mm-hmm.
So we canceled it and restarted up a new one, and the whole world is happy now. So that's the name of that tune. All right. Reminder, the show is for, informational and educational purposes only. And also the reminder that the good fun reminder is if you're international, let us know. We shall give you international shout-outs. And let's see. I got Sophia who's in Sweden. Dr. Priya is in the Netherlands. Let's see. We have Laura in Canada. And I don't know if we have anybody else that's international here. If you are, you got to let us know. If you're a Facebooker, let us know. If you're a phone caller, just we'll probably know by your area code. But sometimes you take your cell phone and go elsewhere. So if you're in another country and you call in, let us know. We'll let you know.
Yeah, so we like to do that because those of you who are in CONUS or the continental United States, you already can call in.
Yeah, you got the power.
And we do it because these folks, it's the wee hours of the morning.
The wee hours. It's
and they're
the
hanging
hours.
Out with us.
The wee hours. All right. Speaking of which, Facebookers, we will try to accommodate you in times when we can find gaps in callers and whatever. A lot of you that are regulars know the deal. We can't give you a time. We can't give you anything. We'll just let you know that when we decide to jump over to the Facebook folks and take a break from the callers, we'll announce it formally. And that would be your time to audio or video messenger Deborah Lee. Remember, Deborah Lee would be the one you do it to, not the second level. So that won't go through.
There isn't even an option there.
Oh, really? Oh, even if there was, it wouldn't fly. It would fail. And it would fail miserably. Tonight is Friday.
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
There are no harps tonight. Tonight is Rebel Card Friday. So when you hear that sound, that means your free reading with Deborah has concluded. It's free. Can't go on for too long because we got other folks waiting. But before you go, we're going to give you a single rebel card. And those are not, they have good messages. They're just not sugar-coated. Let's just say that. Leave it at that. They're good messages. Sometimes they may be a little look in the mirror type thing and get a hold of yourself stuff. But it's good messages and they don't sugarcoat squats.
Excuse me.
Yes, indeed. So that's the name of that tune. I think I've covered it all, which means it is time to go to our callers. And we're going to go to Our first caller is 310. I believe that is out in West in California. Is it not California 310?
Hello there. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, this is Vince. How are you?
What's
up, Vince?
How are you? Hey. Aren't you actually in the state of New York?
It is. Well, it is in California number, but unfortunately, I live in New York now.
Okay.
So,
unfortunately. That doesn't sound like there's a lot of happiness there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I despise New York with a passion, especially when you live in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, you know? And
sure,
that's where
right.
I live, in upstate New York, and there's nothing here, so.
Yeah,
but, so I'm calling you because I have a question. I started a job at a brewery in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I've been there for 5 weeks now, and I was hired as a seasonal temp. So my question is this, are they going to consider me for full time after 90 days?
Good question.
Or is there something else coming for me? Because while I'm working there, I'm still looking for another job.
Sure.
So, that is why.
No, are you commuting daily, or do you have a place there?
No. What I do is it's almost a 3-hour drive. And see, we work 12-hour shifts, so like 1 week we work 3 days on, and then we have 3 days off. The next week we work, or 4 days off, and then the next week we work 4 days, and then we have 3 days off. So when I go up there to work, I stay up there for the couple of days, and then I come home on the days that I'm off. So,
You like that kind of scheduling?
Because it gives me a little more time to be at home with my wife with everything she's going through with all her medical issues right now.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. That is true. I guess in the perfect scenario, it would be a great work schedule if you didn't have to drive that 3 hours once in a while. But, you know, it is what it is,
right?
It is a paycheck.
Yeah.
We always remember, it is a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those were two good – those
but
were
the
hard question that he had.
Yeah, the money I'm making there right now, it is a bit of a struggle to pay bills and stuff, but somehow I'm managing it right now.
Yeah, we hear you.
Hey, we've been there ourselves.
We're always there.
In the past, you know.
Yeah.
We're not driving any Lamborghinis around this place.
No.
But, all right, well, those were two good questions. It's like two questions very related to each other, and the cards are down, and I don't know why. I just heard a chime.
I don't know why. That's from the Facebook.
Why would I hear that?
Got me.
Okay, I know what it is.
I'm sorry, Vince. I have to lay them down
again. Yeah, sorry. You got
to
redo your cards. And
I counted wrong.
I know exactly what that sound was.
Okay.
Okay.
And I think I will end its life force. I had my email application open, and it was letting me know I got a new email.
Are you getting along well with the others that work at the brewery? You know, does it?
I seem to. There doesn't seem to be any kind of animosity or anything there, so.
That's cool. What do you do? Are you doing? Are you a maintenance person on the equipment, the operator, or what are you doing?
No. Right now, they just kind of put me wherever. Like a couple of days, I might be throwing 24-case cans of beer on the line.
Gotcha.
To make the variety packs. And that's nonstop. And then other times I'll be working on the line, standing up cans, going into the packer, or, you know, doing relief operator, like doing a break relief type of thing. So, you know, they kind of got me in various roles.
Well, Vince, you sound tired. Like, you're really exhausted.
Well,
so.
I'm relaxed now, but I've had a long nap because I try to stay up. Pretty much all night because my schedule is that I work night shift.
Sure.
So.
Well, make sure you take care of yourself.
Yeah, that is true. When you're on that kind of a shift, you can't just necessarily every 3 days flip flop. It doesn't really work that way, right?
I'm gonna say that I think the brewery is going to invite you to stay on, okay? They like your work. They think you're, you know, kind of a real stand-up guy. So I'm going to say that I think they will. The one thing is your cards, in a sense, are in flux right now in that I feel that they're you're in a period of change where very likely there will be another job coming along. So, but if you don't have to sign a contract that you'll stay for a year or...
There shouldn't be any contracts.
No.
Not that I can.
Yeah, no contract.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. And they seem to keep you... You haven't just sat there twiddling your thumbs, right? You've always been busy.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. That's if you've always been busy, then yeah, they wouldn't probably want to get rid of you. All right, well, go ahead. I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
And you started out as a temp, too.
I did.
Yeah.
Years. Moons ago.
My only problem was that when I first started, because it had been a long time there, because I'm doing a lot of twisting and bending, that I was in so much pain with my lower back, I couldn't even bend over. But I refused to give up, and I was like on the verge of doing so. But what I was doing was every time the line stopped, I would do a lot of extra stretching. And then I went back to the gym. Don't bodybuild anymore. I'm too old for that. I'm not going to compete. But I do an hour of cardio, and then I do a lot of stretching, and I do a lot of machine, not free weights, because I don't do free weights anymore. But I do a lot of machine weights workout too, which seems to be helping. And I'm feeling getting stronger doing that.
Good.
So that's the only thing, and then my feet are constantly, after a few hours my feet feel like they're on fire because of the shoes that I have to wear. But other than that, what I do is whenever the line stops, I try to keep busy by cleaning up, sweeping, doing whatever it takes, you know. A lot of guys stand there and they whip out their phones and start playing games on phones and start watching videos and stuff. And I try not to do that because that's one thing they frown upon.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I do feel that they are going to start some quote-unquote house cleaning there. And some of these stand-around kind of guys may just find themselves out on the unemployment line because you are really – showing them up in a lot of ways.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go.
All right.
There's one supervisor that seems to really like me. He's a really nice guy. His name is Austin, and he's a really, really nice guy.
Well, you're showing yourself as a real company man, you know, where they're not. They're just, what did you used to say? Sucking on the teat.
And some of those guys, you know, get a job. Some of those guys get jobs and they get comfortable. They've done it for a while. That's why they're putting their phones up and stuff. Like, I ain't worried about it. But, all right. Anyway, real quick, Vince, before you go, it is Rebel Card. I'm going to give you a single Rebel Card before we move on to the next caller. Or messages that may or may not relate to this particular question. Subject, believe what you see.
Yeah.
Face reality or live in frickin' La La Land. Choose bravely. So that might not have anything to do with this question. Face reality or live in La La Land. But choose
reality.
So that
I think it's a confirmation.
It could be this. It could be something. He's got a lot going on in his personal life, too.
Yes,
he
does.
A lot of stuff. His plate's very full. All righty. All right. Well, thanks so much, Vince. I'm glad you stuck with us and called back through our technical snafu. That was awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck to you on your job. I hope you get
thanks.
It, and then still will better come along, even if you get it. That just because you accept that and get hired full time doesn't mean you have to keep it either.
Yeah, you got to
Look out for number one. You know
exactly.
That's why he's looking. All right, take care, buddy.
Take care, hon.
All right, I got some international shout-outs to backtrack on. I got Rachel in Australia and Louise in the UK, and I think that should cover everybody international that's showed up since we started. All righty then. Let's take it away, Tampa Bay. Who's my next caller? Oh, yeah, okay. This is area code 603, not to be confused with the other one. This is in the state of New Hampshire.
Well, hello there.
Yeah.
How are you?
Is this Diana?
I'm okay. Yes, it is. Hi.
Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome. We're glad that you also
called
back after the phone snafu. But, see, one of the advantages to all the blog talkers out there, if you could do Facebook at the same time, if there's a technical problem, you'll find out on Facebook.
Yes.
But
some
people don't like Facebook. All right, anyway, you have the floor. You heard how the first call, the first reading went, so you probably got a little bit of a gist of it.
Yeah,
he seemed like a nice guy.
This is your
first time.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
The other guy seemed like a nice guy, though, the last one.
Oh,
but,
he is.
But what I was wondering.
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering about when I'll be moving. Will it be where I think I'm supposed to be going? And will I get the Veterans Administration money that I applied for? And how long will it be?
So you want to know how long on the movie and how long on the Veterans Administration money, or both?
If it's possible, both. And if I'll ever meet somebody soon.
Oh, sure. I'll meet hell. You want money and lottery numbers, and you know the outcome of the next presidential election? I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's all.
I'll pass.
And you did one thing perfectly right. Get all those in early, right off where she puts the cards down. So that's cool. And you can give us, while she's putting the cards on, since you're a new person, you can give us backgrounds on all those little subjects.
The move thing. The moving, I need to move. The landlord's selling, plus my husband passed about 6 months ago.
So I am moving.
We have spoken with you before. I do remember you.
Sure.
Yes. And
you were going to do something different too, you said. Another time. Past husband, you said you were going to try to
touch.
What?
We were going to do mediumship.
Oh, well, yeah, we got a plan for that.
Let me do this question.
Yes.
And if we end up being real short on callers, I don't know if we will or not. But, yes, we'll be here tomorrow night.
Yes, Saturday's another big one.
If you're able to come back.
It's all coming back to me now. Little Celine Dion. She's all
don't jacked. Give up your good job.
Well, you know what? Somebody's got to take her job because she's broken.
Oh, Jim, I don't think you're going to fill those shoes.
He's not.
I don't want to fill those shoes anyway because I would like to make the money she makes, but I am not a good-looking female like she is. Thank God. All right. Let's rock, Deb. Cards are down.
What has happened about the move? Did things get slowed way down? Is there a delay? It feels like things are moving very slowly for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are? Yeah.
They said 2 to 6 months, and I applied in January, and my application was accepted. But it was a 2 to 6 month wait, and it's been almost 6 months, so she said I should be coming up pretty soon.
Then good. That would be really good. And as for the VA money, well, you're not the first to have to wait and wait and wait. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You stay on top of them. You try to be the squeaky wheel. You know, keep reminding them.
Yeah.
Keep on them.
Do you have somebody that is championing your cause over there, a point of contact that's supposed to help you get through all this? Is there one person in the VA or the government that's helping you with this?
No.
No.
Okay.
You know where's a good place to go?
I'm not sure what you mean. I do have a guy I speak to help me fill out the forms, in the VA, the American Legion.
I think you need an advocate and friends of mine that especially became widows and were trying to secure this money. They went to the VFW and or the American Legion, and they have reps there.
I have one of those. I have a rep from the American Legion.
And you are on the road to righteousness.
Yes, you are. Good way to put that.
Yes,
like
indeed.
That.
Oh,
so,
really?
With that, too.
So you think I'll get the money, but it's going to be a few months. It's not going to be right away.
Well, I'll say, I almost lost my house dealing with the military life insurance that I had. And I literally had to get on the phone and scream and cry because it was terrible that I had to actually go to a military relief agency to get a house payment because I didn't have my husband's paycheck anymore. And I could only cover so much. So, you know.
Right.
And that speeded things up. I think she got sick of talking to me and listening to me cry. So, I think you got a good one there. It's just the system is running so slowly. And, you know, it's sad they won't get any interest. You know, it's sad that they don't compensate us for the wage.
At least they got that debt bullshit straightened out. Otherwise, nobody was getting anything here. So.
True.
Now, on my moving, did you tell me that how long it might be? Did you tell me? I think it's going
to be coming to a close, especially since the time is drawing near for the six months that you've been waiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would check with them, you know, now that it's been within that time span, I would check with them. I did. Okay.
No, if I wouldn't have told you that, what would you have thought? How long?
I'm going to, times are very, they're very elusive in readings because I can take a stab at it, but it isn't written in blood. Okay?
Yeah, she has a hard time. I mean, people got to remember now, this isn't like some crystal ball game show. So don't try to do any kind of testing here. If that's anybody's, I'm going to withhold a little bit right to see what
I'm
you say.
Thinking
more info you give, the better your readings.
I think I'm feeling July is going to be a good month for you, and I think both issues could come in with a nice big golden ticket for you. Yeah.
Oh, really? You think that now?
I want you to manifest that. Yeah, that July is going to be your month.
Remember, we got also our disclaimer. Don't go out and start planning things and plane tickets that are non-refundable. The future, as soon as you're done with this reading, the future could tweak things a little bit. A lot of domino effect stuff going on. Life is fluid. We can get all philosophical and throw all sorts of stupid little bullshit euphemisms out or whatever, but it's just a big holy shit.
You may not even be ready for this, Diana, but I'm going to tell you. I see down the road that you're going to have a new partner. And this is somebody that's going to just absolutely love you to death.
That's cool.
Help to heal your wounds. It'll start out as a beautiful friendship.
It's down the road when the time is right.
Yeah, and I see your husband's hand in this. So, you know, they can do things. They can.
Really?
Yes, he doesn't want
to. So maybe he's helping me. Maybe he's helping me get a place.
Well, that's
being able to get that place.
Please come tomorrow night, and we're going to do mediumship.
We're going to plan to do that. Yes. Now, if things happen, we're both getting ready to come down with illnesses, that could put a whammy on the mediumship thing. She's got to be pretty top-notch physically for that.
Yeah, we might have COVID.
Well, I got a goddamn COVID. I got a cold coming on. Every time Deb has a little ache and pain, she goes to the internet and she focuses on the most worst case scenario. Yeah, my elbow hurts.
Yeah.
I have a brain tumor. Oh, that's oh my God, that's what it is.
Exaggerating.
Just a little bit. Not
I
a lot.
I know, because they always go to the worst.
I've had a headache continuing all week, and every time I turn around, I want to lay down and go to sleep. And those have always
there's a lot of pollen, too.
There's a lot of pollen.
You're
not 25. Remember that, too.
Oh, shut up.
All right. Just to let you know. All right, Diana, here's your rebel card. Rebel card Friday. You're not going to get rainbows and unicorns. You're not going to get unicorns that fart freaking sprinkles and all that stuff. The subject is in your – it's a rebel card. It's in your face, but it's positive in a way. Subject does. Whatever you are thinking about, don't do it. Now is not the fucking time, it says. And that might not relate to the question. It may or may not. You have a lot of things going on in your life we don't know about. That could be something that
like
you
like putting
you
a down payment on a
that
house.
That could be something
or...
we didn't even talk about.
No, it's an apartment.
Okay. All right. That's what it says. It says, whatever you're thinking about, don't do it. Now is not the time, is what it says. That's the message from the Rebel cards, and they are what they are. All right.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
You.
Now,
well,
I wanted to ask her something that I didn't get to ask her. She said,
so,
I meet somebody. Do I know them already?
I think it's very, very possible.
Park that question for the next show.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. We have to move on. It's free readings.
I think he has dreams where your husband talks to him. So we'll explore that, too.
Yeah.
Okay. What time tomorrow in New Hampshire?
Well, the same time. You're in the Eastern time zone. Same time as this show for Saturday.
Yeah. Oh,
seven.
Oh, okay.
All right, hon. Take
seven.
Care.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey,
Diana.
You. I'll talk to you later.
Diana.
Yes.
Diana, have you liked or followed the Facebook page, correct?
Yes.
Oh, so you do get notifications when we go live, right?
I just wanted to check. I don't know.
I know. I'm with you. I like the plan, too. But just in case you forget or something, you should get a live notification. Or you can go on. Deb usually posts a little early, sometimes early, at that one cup. But we're with you.
Yeah. And that'll be the same thing. I'll have to check because I'm not sure if you call in again on that one or not. So I have to check.
It is a call-in. All the shows are some kind of a Blog Talk Radio call-in show
and
Facebook combination. Your wife,
if
I was you folks out there, even living in this country, I would do both like you did. I would go on Facebook, and that way we can give you live up-to-date problems on Blog Talk and phone numbers and all that. So you did the perfect thing.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a good reading so far, I think.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Something
the more the merrier.
I couldn't do yet.
Y'all come back all year. Yeah, go ahead, come back.
Okay.
We shall be here.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you very much.
Now, there's a lady, everybody, that I feel has such a good handle on grief and that I think she could give us all a class. And how to be able to keep putting one foot in front of the other while still grieving.
She is so resilient
and so strong. Makes me envy that because, well, let's just say I've been stuck in neutral
for
a long time.
As far as that live notification thing,
folks, how do you do that?
We have nobody has control over that. It used to be two, three years ago, it was like clockwork. It worked perfect for every single human on any kind of thing they followed. I used to get notifications every time the Minnesota Vikings did a live press conference. Now it's
hit or miss.
Mostly miss.
Really?
It is mostly miss. But you know what? What you get what you pay for, and we don't pay for Facebook. So, and you know what? I wouldn't pay for Facebook the way they run it. I'll tell you that crap right now. Why would I pay for something that puts you in jail? Every time you sneeze the way they don't like it.
Well, if we were paying, they'd have to loosen those reins a lot, you know?
They would, and they should. And they should. They would, they should. They can't, they can't, they shan't. So guess what? For this area code 520, Olisa.
Hey, guys. I'm on my last leg, so I'm just hanging on by my fingernails, no rest for the wicked, eh? You know how that goes, right?
I don't know. Your sound quality is bad. You sounded like you said you're hanging on by your fingernails, so I don't know if you're hanging off of a cliff, ready to die. I don't know. Are you washing dishes? Are you freaking washing dishes?
No.
Did you just get done going and you're washing your hands and you're in the bathroom? Are you? Busted.
No. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go grab my phone. And I thought these were going to work, but they're not working. It's, what do you call it? AirPods?
Oh, you tried out a Bluetooth device of some type?
Well, I put them on deliberately for you guys. And I thought that would work, but it's not working. So I'm going to switch it over to regular.
Old school, regular, old school. Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
I ran into the bedroom because I think what Deb saw the other day.
Yeah.
Or yesterday. maybe this is it, or maybe it'll get worse.
Why?
What you guys are talking about.
Did you have the argument?
You guys have this comment? Is this some kind of hidden woman's code?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. You know, I might be heading for a showdown. I don't know. Because his fucking buddy is here.
The same guy?
Oh, really?
Is it the same guy?
Which one?
Which one? You still a freaking buddy. How do you tell me which one? He who touches women's buttocks? Is that that guy?
Forever.
It's what? No. I wonder where my phone is. I can't even find the phone. I just walked in. I'm trying to find the phone so I can... Oh, here it is. Okay, I'm going to take myself off of the stupid thing.
Is that better? Is the quality better now? Okay,
it is.
Thank you.
It is so much better. It wasn't... The sound wasn't too bad, but this is perfect. And she got disconnected because of the switch. You know, I had a feeling that she was going to... We'll just give her 2 seconds. She'll call back.
Yeah, we know that.
It's this.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
No, you don't know who that is. That's the big dog. We'll give... Don't worry. Lisa shall be calling back shortly. She knows the routine.
Yes.
It happens. We tell you folks... If that ever happens and I got you on the list, we already have an established call and you disconnect and call right back, you're not going to go to the back of the line. I'm not going to be a dickweed like that.
No.
No, because you know what? There she is. Let's bring her back right now.
All right.
Sorry.
She's back.
So,
all right.
So
we're all good. It's all good.
You know,
good.
We had an excellent morning this morning. I was out there early this morning and I wear this really thin thing, and I didn't realize it was showing all body parts, and he was out there, and the way he said hello to me was like, my grandson was sound asleep, and I had under the bottom, I had leggings on, but the top was completely here, and I didn't realize that until later. I thought, putting two and two together, when he said hello, like, hello,
It's a beautiful thing. I respect that.
And then he said, come join me. And so I did. And so we were out there and we were having a really great time. And then we were winding things up and, you know, trying to get the show on the road because I have to take the grandkid here and there and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was taking a shower, and then I heard somebody, I heard actually the neighbor in a quiet voice, really quiet in the backyard, like saying something to someone. And, you know, like, if you get one of these, I'll put it up for you. And then I looked out the window of the bathroom, and I could see a drink cup that wasn't his or mine. And I thought, I wonder who's out there. So I took the bath mat out there, and it's a stupid dickhead friend of his. I hate that dude. I've known him for a couple of decades. He's like a sultan. You know, he's sitting out there in the backyard and neighbors on the phone. And I said, I just have to put this bath mat out here. I'm hanging it up. And the fuckhead said, oh, you do what you have to do. And I said, yeah, and if I feel like taking a shit in the yard, I will. And then he said... He said, hush. He said, hush, he's on the phone. And I just walked out, you know, and his fucking dog is here. I'm stumbling over the dog. And then I get in the car and take my grandkid all over. And I just got home, and I'm at the grocery store spending a ton of money on his birthday tomorrow. And I'm thinking, why the hell am I doing this birthday? Why am I doing it? Why? And I'm feeling, you know, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to do anything. I'm sick to death of this. You know, I'm sick to death of jumping through hoops. I don't know, Deb. What do the cards say?
Oh, we're going to have to look at that.
That's a whole lot of stuff that's happened in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we're talking showers and you're threatening to poop on the on the freaking the back lawn. I mean, that's a lot of deep stuff that just happened here. We're talking about.
I'm just tired. You know, I mean, physically and mentally, emotionally, everywhere wiped out. You know, I've been canceling everything, and COVID is on the rise out here, and so I can't. We did go somewhere. We went, my grandkid and I, to something major, exciting. We went and saw a snake exhibit, and it was wonderful. Snake performance for kids.
Did they
let him hold him?
I bet where she lives, they have some pretty good ones up there.
Sometimes they'll let you hold the harmless ones.
I hold one every time I go.
He was a real showman, and it was a real performance. And he got to touch one, and then my grandson said, "I'm not interested anymore." So we left, and I'm just, you know, I'm thinking, this was open air. It was under a Ramada, but people kept squashing themselves up to me, and I kept trying to back out to the outskirts so I wasn't crowded in with people. And finally, you know, at the very end, I told one mother who kept crowding herself up to me, and I don't know why. I said, I'm just worried about COVID, and that's why I try to scoot away from people. And I got the evil eye from her, but some people, you know, whatever. They don't relate. Some people don't relate to it.
All right, I'm laying them out. Now, why are you thinking of not doing the birthday party?
Oh, I'm going to. I mean, I'm just feeling. I don't like that friend of his. And his friend comes over and he acts like he's a fucking sultan here, like he owns the place. Oh, what you got to do? Yeah.
You're not in the yard. You're not going to invite him, right?
Oh, but the other guy might.
No, I don't see that happening at all.
Well, just keep treating him like a piece of poop. I like it. Well, I like that you give that guy, you let that guy know he's an asshole and that you have no...
But
don't
you
even
know, no, this
going,
is...
Hey,
no,
hey, I don't like
no,
the dickweed. I don't like
you, no,
asshole. Don't
this is
me.
The problem. This is the problem. I was driving away and I thought, that guy's hard of hearing. He can't hear anything. So I don't even think... Now, D may have heard it, but he was on the phone.
What, is that dude 110 years old?
He's old. You know, a lot of people are losing their hearing, even at young ages. I think it's
from rock and roll
stuff. And,
but
you know, a lot of people.
Typically, you can tell because they talk twice as loud as they should because they think that's a normal tone of voice.
They do?
Yeah, right.
They
exactly.
talk loud?
Exactly. So if that guy is talking to you in a normal tone of voice, and then he says he can't hear shit, he's a goddamn liar. That's all I'm saying about that.
Oh, a lot of them do.
That's all
it.
I got. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Oh, you didn't hear you. If he ever says I didn't hear you, just flip him a bird. Can you see that? Because you don't need ears for this, buddy. I think you're number one and number two and number 11.
You are so feisty.
I like that. You know what? I like that she's not putting up with it. I like that. The guy's an ass, and she should give it right back to him. I like it.
Well,
I
will tell you, Lisa, now I know who this certain guy is in your cards. This is a guy that is such a buzzkill, and I think it's the Sultan.
Oh, this guy.
He wants you to leave the neighbor guy alone so he can have him all to himself.
Yeah.
You should give him a different name because that is actually too good of a name for that guy. So you got to figure come up with some other nickname. Not right now, but think of another nickname that is more degrading. Because a sultan, obviously
you know,
they have some bad qualities, but they are people that have some kind of prestige and power.
Yeah.
This guy, just,
and
this,
know,
guy, this guy sounds like a turd with arms and legs to me. That's what he
you know,
calls
and,
it.
Yeah. Yes, totally. And, you know, Deb, you saw that there was a big old argument between me and the neighbor. And so this morning I told him, I said, look, you got angry the other day, and I didn't even know you were angry. I had to figure it out because of all the crap you were telling me. I said, let's not do that again. Let's keep the energy good between us like it is now. And he said, I wasn't angry. I said, you're in denial. I said, don't do that anymore because he denies shit, you know, when he gets angry, whatever. So this thing with his buddy, I've been trying to kiss his ass in a way where, you know, the buddy, like, hi, how are you? You know, and I walk over his dog who's practically tripping me. We don't have dogs here. And I'm thinking, I'm going to just smile. And then when he said, well, you got to do what you got to do, I had to let it rip.
Yeah, and I can see that this guy really annoys you. Excuse me.
Every single one on earth.
Yeah, very true.
There's always at least that one person.
Jim just typed up, in any relationship, there's always going to be that one friend on either side.
Male, 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 female, female, female. There's always somebody. You don't like that guy, and maybe you don't even know. D, there's probably somebody, a friend of yours, that he doesn't like, and he hasn't revealed that yet. That's pretty normal.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing
I'm
about
the guy.
That.
I'm the guy that none of the
yeah.
chicks like, and my friends.
Yeah. This morning, he asked me, he says, why don't you like him? He said, is it because he told you the dish that you brought to his party was bland? I said, well, how do you remember that? I said that to you in October when I first moved here. How do you remember that crap? And he doesn't remember supposedly a lot of other stuff. But, yeah, I told him, you know, in the very beginning, I didn't like that dude. I didn't like how he was treating him. And I've told him, you know, he thinks that he's the coach for Rocky Balboa. You know, my neighbor is Rocky Balboa, and, you know, this guy's the coach. Like, just do this, do that, do this, do that.
He thinks he's Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
Is he built like Burgess Meredith, like a crumply, wrinkly old man? Does he look like that?
Yes.
Oh.
He's psychic.
Does he talk like that?
You don't have the stuff. Get your stuff out of this gym.
Adrian.
You're a bum. Right when he told me early in the morning, you're a bum. This locker is not for bums.
I think I'm just jealous, though. You know, when I heard him saying, oh, yeah, you get one of these, I'll put it up for you. And I thought, how many times does a neighbor tell me he'll do something for me? No, I have to constantly ask him. He doesn't volunteer to do something. He just, maybe he does. Maybe I'm being a bitch.
He's very typical in that respect. You do have to bug them to death to get something done.
It depends on what it is.
Yeah.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah.
If you guys need some help shaving your legs, you don't have to bug us. You only have to ask once. That's it. That's all you got to ask. If you guys need a second opinion on a gynecological or a breast exam, we're there to help you. You don't have to bug us. You don't have to bug us.
Are you doing Brazilians too?
Well, I'm not talking about wax. I'm talking about inspections.
Yeah. I happened to watch one online the other day. I was reading up on hair, body hair, how it originated, that people took it off. And I actually watched a woman getting both her legs and her hoo-ha done.
Yeehaw.
Oh, my God. They should have some alcohol in that room. I can't believe they just go and they whip it off.
Yeah, but you know, the alternative is to do it really slowly. That would be torture. Like trying to make you give up secrets from an enemy. Right. So the quicker, the better. Yep.
And men get these, too.
Nowadays.
Can you imagine that wax and the ripping on their testicles?
I don't even know what's going on.
God.
I don't even know what's going on with
anybody.
Oh, my God. I don't understand what's happening with this world. I don't get it. Whatever. Do what you got to do, folks. Fuck that.
Just get a tattoo and call it a day.
Or don't you know what? Don't even do any of that.
What?
Why do you have to do all that crazy crap?
I don't know.
Well, we got to get back to Lisa.
Yeah. Okay.
Get back to Lisa. Yeah, we diverted.
It bleeds. Ooh. Sounds like, Rachel, you've had one.
I thought the song said only women bleed.
Well, I guess
when
they're getting a Brazilian wax.
And I don't think the guy meant that in that song, but remember, that was a great song from the 70s, wasn't it?
That was Alice Cooper.
That guy's weird. Sometimes he has songs you wouldn't know it was him.
And he's made some other love songs that were...
Yeah, isn't he all over the place?
Is he still living?
Yeah, he is still living, yeah. But anyway, go ahead. He does some syndicated radio show crap. Go ahead. Back to Lisa.
All right, Lisa. Things are looking good.
Funny.
And I think you're letting... You know, I want you to try and think of your relationship with the neighbor let's make it like a fortress or a fort. All right, you've got this fort built. I don't want to open that gate to just anybody, like on Game of Thrones. They didn't just open up the gates. They want to know who the hell was out there and what's your business.
Okay, and I got it. When you're done with that, let me talk.
Well, I was going to say, leave the Sultan or the Dickwad, whatever he is.
Yeah, you got to come up with a better name. Sultan is too good for this guy, it sounds like. If he's more like Burgess Meredith or Rocky, yeah. You got to come up with some kind of crappy name. I don't even remember. What was that guy's name? I can't remember his name, the character's name.
In Rocky?
Yeah.
What was the name of the coach? Burgess Meredith.
You know, I don't know.
Wait, Rebecca Lisa.
Yeah, I don't know what his name was, but I did. My brother called me when we were looking at the snakes, and I was telling him about what had happened, and he said, "Just tell him that Amel's Diner."
Kiss my grits.
Kiss my grits.
He is my grits.
That was close on that, wasn't it? Below that, on Alice, Joe Ellis at Mel's Diner. Kiss my grits.
You're right. You know, you're right, because every time I think about inviting someone over here, I always check with him. I always say, how do you feel about this? We can make a dinner party. I always say, we can do this. And, you know, and then I'm driving and I'm thinking, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to bring whatever person I want to bring, a woman, of course. And so, why do I have to run? He doesn't run it by me.
I'll hear about the last name, Mickey.
Yeah. Well, I think that's nice. Does he do the same with you? I mean, is it tit for tat here?
No. I mean, no. We just put the tent up in the backyard to the screen, and we can sit there away from the mosquitoes. And he was just probably showing his buddy, and he's had that buddy. I mean, he moved here in May. I moved here in October. So he's been here longer than I, and he made friends with that buddy from the beginning. He's telling me he's grateful to him because he got him connected with some socially, you know. But I'm not too impressed with his buddy. I never have been. I've known him for over 2 decades, and I don't think of him the way my neighbor thinks of him. I told him this morning, I said, you're just that dude is not everything you think he is.
Then he should not get invited to the wedding.
Oh, do you see the wedding?
No, she doesn't. Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus, Jim Reese. How about if you leave the card reading to me? I do see. I remember I told you he is contemplating things, especially when, okay, remember thinking about the fortress or the fort? Every time he smokes his weed, it's like the sentry goes to sleep. So all kinds of new thoughts come into his head. Yeah.
Okay, so you see pot-induced thoughts in your cards. Well, those are solid as a rock.
But they can be real, you know. It's like drinkers.
There's nothing real. The only time that people smoke dope or drink and get married are in fucking Vegas. That's when it happens, all right? Get that out of your freaking head.
She's closer to Vegas than we are.
She's way closer to Vegas
than
we are. But I'm just saying, when you say that, she's thinking, oh, Princess Diana, fairy tales, and all this wedding. No, you're talking like, I just smoked a big fucking bong. Let's go to McDonald's, grab a couple of cheeseburgers, let's go tie the knot, and then we'll go bang in the bathroom at McDonald's. Consummate the wedding, yo. Right, Mickey?
Well,
with the way I'm so exhausted, I would take that.
Yeah,
you might. That's sad.
Well, what I see here is that he is really starting to rely on your relationship. It's feeling more solid for him. Okay?
Yeah.
If you guys are skating on solidly frozen ice, I don't know, people out here that are on Facebook or on Blog Talk, those of you from up north often will go ice skating on, say, a pond. My dad built us a skating rink over a pond. And a lot of times if it's too early in the season, there will be all these little cracks coming off your, you know, from your skates. But he's skating on firm, solid ice.
Solid as a rock.
I love that.
Yeah, well, you guys are starting to work on the differences as they come up.
I love that.
Well, so what? No, real quick, let's move on. Mm-hmm. What is the timeline agenda for tomorrow, or haven't you got that ironed out yet?
For the party?
The party stuff. What's happening when?
No, it's just going to be family because the three of us, me, my grandson, and him, because I'm worried about COVID. I was telling him some ideas, but I've canceled a lot of friendship invites, and people have gotten their feelings hurt. They're not understanding. I can't drag my grandkid around to these closed-in events.
That is a whole different.
Yeah, that is a different ballgame. Lisa, yeah. I've been researching. On a global level, for COVID that's resurfacing, and they're saying it's a much milder strain.
Oh, it's like a multi-year reduced. It's almost like not they should even identify it. They should just give it that H whatever name.
You just
go back
need
to
lay
H
down
name.
A lot, you know, cause, and you have maybe headaches. It can be a cough.
Like other nasty flus out there that have been there forever.
Yeah, it's time for us to get over this. Yeah, just live again.
You know, and there's a place I was telling him today. I said, I would love for the three of us to go to that place that we went to before. They let us in early. They let us have tacos. It's a wonderful, the family. And, you know, whatever, you can bring your date or family's mix, and it's under a Ramada, and they play music, and they grill tacos, stuff there. And my grandson would love it. And I that would be
Sounds
so
great.
Party-like. It would be great for tomorrow, but I'm terrified of picking up COVID. And, you know, and I called my nurse practitioner's office, and they said, oh, yeah, the numbers are going up for sure. And
You know what? People,
you saw the doctor today, and she said, so it's strep throat, which is not
in our
virus.
Area, the strep, but strep's not a virus. It's a bacterial thing. And it's like, car accidents are going up. Should I quit driving my car? I think I should. I'd be scared. You know, life is full of fucking things that could go bad.
Jimbo, the Cupid with the brogan boots. I have to tell you this. I'm sorry. One of my friends who didn't believe in COVID at all and didn't get any of the shots, and she runs a whole business, she was struck with COVID. And she was saying exactly what you're saying. She was saying, yeah, that's a bunch of hooey. And she's down. She's down for the count. And so, I mean, I'm sorry to see this happening.
Not what I said. I have three of the shots. I don't have all four. There are five or whatever there is. So I'm not saying I don't believe in it. I say it's at the point now where it is, even the CDC and a whole bunch of places are lifting all their restrictions. It's now just another nasty flu. So don't worry what they call
it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not one of those disbelievers. Oh, it's a government conspiracy. They were just making all that shit. No, it was real. I got all the boosters when they came out. But I never got the fourth one because by the time the fourth one come out, it was already not a big threat anymore. So I was like, I don't think I'm getting the fourth one.
I have them all too, but the nurse practitioner says I'm all caught up. But then the pharmacist says, no, there's another one. And my neighbor says, there's another one you have to go get. And I thought,
for your pharmacist. The pharmacists have a lot of access to all sorts of drugs. Be careful what advice you take from them.
Two and a Half Men.
Remember that guy?
He
was popping pills, drinking codeine. Watch out for the pharmacist.
Could be on the take from the drug.
You should do all these things to be safe.
Yeah.
Anyway, recap her real quick. Next 24-hour synopsis.
All right.
For her next 24 hours, including their get-together tomorrow. What do you see?
I think it's going to be very lovely.
No catastrophic
thing.
It's
going to be just a little family together. Do you have a present? Are you giving him a gift?
Oh, my God, Deb.
You
got to
give
him.
I think you should give him I would give him, if I were you, because I'm not a female, I would give him maybe a bearded clam. I don't know.
Buy him some grunions, you know, underwear.
I mean, you're grandson's there, so you could give him like a coupon for a future, maybe a little meat whistle expedition, you know, a little expose or something like that. Or say future coupons. You're entitled to one massage.
You guys are so funny. I am making a cake. It's a very expensive cake. It's a very expensive cake.
Oh, you're making
what else
it?
To give. Oh, God,
you're making
yeah.
a really good cake?
Oh, you're buying it.
No, I'm making it. It's expensive.
What is it?
Well,
why is it expensive
it's so,
if
it's,
you're making it?
Well, okay, so this is something that he and I and the rest of the world don't like this kind of cake, but he and I, from the beginning, we said we both like it, and I love it, and I make it all. Well, I make it. It's called fruit cake.
Oh, you know what? Those things are, they look
yeah.
horrible, but they are underrated. They are good.
Not the Christmas fruit cake.
No, they actually are. The ones that are fresh, they look like shit, but they actually do.
Those should be a doorstop, the ones at
Christmas. They, if they're fresh, they actually, people don't want to bite into
no,
them,
I
but
make,
they do.
I make it homemade. In fact,
yeah.
I just left the grocery store, and I thought, oh, my God, I spent all this money. But, you know, your reading has put me back into a perspective because I was really to go ready to go Rambo on him, you know, just not. And the way I do Rambo with him is I get really quiet and just say nasty things real quietly. And that's what ruined it last time between us. So your reading helped, Deb. You help. You help us. You help us. You're helping
you. Thank you, because sometimes I do want to sit up all night and worry. I hope I said the right thing to this one or that one.
And you also told me the inside scoop on that stupid-ass fuckhead that comes over and wants to get rid of me. Yeah.
You have to think about the next 24 hours, come up with a really creative new name for that guy.
And, you know, I will. And the other thing is, you know, this morning I was talking.
You tell your boyfriend.
Yeah. So this morning I was telling him, and where do you get your weed from? You know, is there any danger of it being laced with anything? And no, there's no danger.
Tell your
What would you say about the boyfriend? Did I miss something? Did you say something about the boyfriend?
There's a way I think you could get rid of that guy. You could tell your neighbor in a very timid kind of way. Mm. Say, hey, that guy you're friends with makes me nervous. And you could, and he'd say, why? And you could say, well, when you're not looking, he's staring at my crotch. He's looking, you know, lusting on my boobs.
Oh, so you should do what women do best is lie.
And then he licks his lips like he wants to eat me.
Professional liars.
And then,
when did they teach you that?
We're born with it, baby.
I think they are, actually. Remember that Rolling Stones song? You started out with practice in the art of deception. Mick Jagger said it himself.
Well, there you go. If you do that, he's not going to have that guy around.
You know, I'm a terrible liar. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Oh, then you must have skipped line 101 when you achieved womanhood.
We're going to have a powwow with Lisa, and we're going to all have to teach her our best lie.
I thought it was like a DNA thing.
Well, I guess she missed out on that.
No, it was. It's like if you say, why do dogs do these certain things? What's in their DNA? Well, I thought it was, why do women lie all the time? And not keep a single secret ever in their entire lives. I thought it was a woman DNA thing. Can't keep a secret if they had a shotgun duct taped to their ear. Can't do it. Unless it's your own. Unless it's your own about you guys doing something wrong.
However,
you can't keep somebody else's secret to see.
We'll tell other women exactly what we do with our husbands or boyfriends sexually. But
that you want them to know.
But never about one-night stands. Yeah. And it's reversed for you guys. You'll tell all your buddies about your one-night stands, but you don't want to discuss your intimate relationship in graphic detail with your buddies about your wife or girlfriend.
Really? You know,
yeah.
The last husband I had, which was a million years ago, he told one of his friends he was hanging out with, he must have been really pissed. He told him, so that friend called me and said, I heard you're really good at bed. And then I knew my former husband, we were in the middle of getting a divorce. I knew it was a knockdown drag out when that happened. I just felt so betrayed. And then he also gave out phone numbers to his one night stands. And guess what phone number he gave him? The one night.
Yours?
Yes.
That's a genius.
That sounds
and then he came back. He came back a year later, and he said, "I want to get back." And I said, "I can't. I can't bring myself to do it."
He wanted you back.
He wanted to come back. Well, he. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It kept going back and forth for the first. Yeah. And then a year later, he said, "I want to come back," and I said, "I can't do it. There was too much that he did."
Yeah, and there's a lot of women that agree to do sex tapes. And then when the relationship, and I know some of them, when the relationship ends, especially if the guy is angry, hurt, etc., they get posted online.
That's a two-way street.
And you can't find them. So.
Yeah, that is a true statement.
Yeah, so you got to be careful who you decide to, you know, get naked and spread eagle yourself. Whatever. Come on. Oh,
I can't do shit about that,
Deb. I see what you're doing.
Roger that.
Yeah, there is a licking your lips emoji, I think. Isn't it like,
You know what, Deb? That's so funny that you keep saying lick lips, because that's what goes on with the neighbor lot, you know? And I've even asked him, why do you do that? And I've even bought him chapstick, but he still does.
You gotta say, are you offering me a place to sit down when he does that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you need to get spicier.
Spicy.
Spicy.
See,
that's why we drinkers, we have no trouble being spicy and lurid and. Whatever else, you know.
Oh, God, yeah. I remember those days.
Those were the days, my
friend.
My friend.
We thought they'd never.
Mary Hopkins. She was from England.
The land of Ing.
Yes. Well, you know, or you could, he doesn't do anything inappropriate to it, does he? Because one time in a bar, a guy, we were sitting with some people we didn't really know well, and I was with a girlfriend, and this guy next to me started putting his hand up my skirt. I was wearing a little mini skirt thing, and he was a submarine guy. And this is how I acted when something inappropriate was going on. I turned to him and I said, George, if I want your hand up my skirt, I'm going to invite you to put it there. And right at this moment, I wouldn't hold your breath. Oh, my God, did he get mad. He got escorted out of the pub. It was an Irish pub because he stood up, grabbed his leather jacket and started beating his chair, saying, you goddamn bitches. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
I hate it when that happens.
I looked at his buddy. I looked at his buddy and said, you better put him in that metal tube and weld the top shut. This man should not be out in the free world. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Virgil, you're so cute. Did you see? Listen, you got to listen to this. And Lisa, if you were online, you'd find him probably adorable in his looks.
Who are you fucking talking about?
Virgil. He said, get this, I never made a sex tape. TikTok said the video wasn't long enough.
I don't know if that's something to brag about.
That's funny.
That's not something to brag about.
He was joking.
I'm just saying, that means you can go longer in 30 seconds. Yay, team.
You can go 10 minutes now.
I thought you couldn't on TikTok.
Well, they changed it.
See, I don't have TikTok, so I'm just shooting. That's the information you provided me. You didn't update me on that.
I did what?
I thought you had to have so many followers to go that long.
No, that's if
I thought
you
a newbie
go,
could only go 30
you
seconds.
You
want
to go live. You have to have so many members to go live.
No, well, we should get back to Lisa.
Rimshot. One of my she said
rimshot.
We'd sing and dance forever and a day.
I got to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mama.
Yeah, we'll have a sing-along.
That was good
70s
music.
It was. She was good.
Yep.
And she was very pretty.
Who was that?
Mary Hopkins.
Sounds like a one-hit wonder.
I believe she was from England.
The land of Ings. There's so many Ings over in that land, they had to give them a name.
It
called them England.
Like that's the heart of the music world.
Well, they are. Yeah, I mean, it is. That's where everybody learned it.
Except country music, we get that honor here. We are the country music
capital.
Yeah,
there is. There was a lot of influence, but they came here first from France and other places.
But I'm telling you, Lisa, you tell your boyfriend guy that this guy is making passes at you and you don't like it, he'll be history. That guy will be toast.
I don't know.
So what Deb is encouraging you to is to lie. Lie like
well,
there's no
I'm
tomorrow.
Not,
lie, 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 lie. Just lie away. Make sure you put your, make sure before you do that, leave your conscience in the bedroom, put it in a drawer because you can't lie with a good conscience.
How many times do we lie about the sexual prowess of the men that we
I never have.
You've never looked at him. Who are you going to please with that?
It's a different thing to lie about that. It's a different thing to lie about something like that than to lie to a guy about his friend. That's bad news. That is really bad. That's really bad to tell a woman to go to a guy and say, your friend did all these terrible things to me. You know what? 150 years ago, people got hung and shot for that.
For lying?
No. The guy would get pissed off and go kill the guy.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, a long time ago, it's like, he did what? And they'd go, oh, yeah. Just be careful when you choose.
Oh, my
that.
God.
I got to go.
Lisa, you bring it out in us.
It is it's all your fault.
And those are your blog talks. If you call more, if more people call, we won't go down dirty lane all the time.
We won't spiral down.
It's Friday and Saturday. It's Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Come on.
Into the gutter we go.
Yes.
Ho, ho.
Hey, you know, it's just a matter of time before the mind drifts into the gutter. You might as well get there quicker.
It's, you
better
know,
sooner than later.
Well, they say it's a good thing. I've read that when society or when society loses interest in sex, it means the civilization is in danger of collapsing.
It's pure Darwin.
Is it?
Yeah. Instead of right now where we're actually, our population, people are, there's more births than deaths, it would go the other way. And then things, bad things would be happening. All right, let's say goodbye
right,
to Lisa.
Lisa,
let's wrap it up.
You.
We'll be here tomorrow. You know the routine. Give us a call tomorrow. Give us updates.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. You have sent me over the clouds. I'm just so happy. I'm really happy because I was going into Rambo mode. And then I called you, and then you were telling
Rambo.
Me stuff that you saw. And it changed everything in my perspective. Oh, my gosh.
What? That's why I refuse. I was offered a really good chance at making a lot of money out of Los Angeles remotely. Mm. And you know what? I can't do that because this method is based on getting continual reading, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want to cater to frickin' Beverly Hills. Screw that. They can find their own person for readings. But for all of the rest of us, see, Lisa, imagine if you had to pay $500 every time you got a reading. Well, if you got a lot of money, maybe it wouldn't matter. But I just I don't agree with it. I don't like it.
I probably would have to do a side hustle. We'll work for reading.
Will work or is it will hook for reading?
There we go.
It is. You know what it is? They say it's the world's oldest profession, they say.
They say, and if you study the history, man, it goes way back, and women did really kinky things in public way back in the day. Like I told you about, I forget her name, but I'm going to find it. She'd get up on the stage, and she had put duck food into her cookie, okay? And they released these geese or ducks, and men would watch while they would dig up in there to get the
You know, I think when you're feeding ducks at the park, don't they hurt sometimes when they're biting your hands or your fingers to get the popcorn or your breadcrumbs?
Yeah, but she might have had so many calluses that it didn't matter.
Are we really, really going to go down this road right now? Are we really going to break off on this tangent right now trying to end the show, really? Really?
And Jimbo is doing our quality control here. Our quality control, Cupid, Doctor.
Are we really going to go down this road right now?
Psychic doctor, quality control.
This is not a road to the gutter. This is a road right to a septic tank. Way below gutter. Way below the gutter.
You know what? We got to listen up.
There was another woman in Germany back in the heyday. They used to have like 150 strip clubs and stuff. And men would pay her in the club to see how many things they could get inside her, you know.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
So I'll tell you, they were fascinating. Jim, go ahead. I'm going to just come here.
I'll come back.
Come hither.
I was ready to leave. I got to go.
He had his standards, Deb.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. I have already played. I got to go pick up food. I ordered it.
Yeah,
I got to go get it.
You guys, when the ducks were eating
I have no standards,
out of her,
just let you know.
She seemed to enjoy it. Who knows?
Fuck.
Oh.
What in the fuck? Why did you have to get that in? Why was that the most important thing on the freaking planet? Have to get this in before we take a walk. Good freaking God. May God have mercy on our souls.
But that could be one badass thing.
All right, Lisa, we got the rock.
Bye. There you go. That was fun.